my utmost for his highest. October the 27th. The Method of Missions. Jesus said, "Go ye therefore and teach, disciple all nations." Matthew 28:19. Jesus did not say, "Go and save souls." The salvation of souls is the supernatural work of God. But go and teach. That is, disciple all nations. And you cannot make disciples unless you are a disciple yourself. When the disciples came back from their first mission, they were filled with joy because the devils were subject to them. But Jesus said, "Don't rejoice in successful service. The great secret of joy is that you are rightly related to me." The great essential of the missionary is that he remains true to the call of God and realizes that his one purpose is to disciple men and women to Jesus. There is a passion for souls that does not spring from God, but from the desire to make converts to our point of view. The challenge to the missionary does not come on the line that people are difficult to get saved, that backsliders are difficult to reclaim, and that there is a wodge of callous indifference, but along the lines of his own personal relationship to Jesus Christ. "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" Oh, our Lord puts that question steadily. It faces us in every individual case we meet. The one great challenge is, do I know my risen Lord? Do I know the power of his indwelling spirit? Am I wise enough in God's sight and foolish enough according to the world to bank on what Jesus Christ has said? Or am I abandoning the great supernatural position, which is the only call for a missionary, that is, boundless confidence in Christ Jesus? If I take up any other method, I depart altogether from the method laid down by our Lord. All power is given unto me. Therefore, go ye.